Yearbook time. As you look back on your first year at John Adams, what would you consider your greatest accomplishment and why?
Let's see. I mean, there's so many.
You know, it's hard to pick just one.
There's the time we...
I know. No, that wasn't us.
Well, what about the time we...
Also not us.
You guys are the two most pathetic students in this school.
That's an accomplishment.
She's right, Sean. I mean, the year is almost over and I haven't made a name for myself. And you know whose fault it is?
Your own?
No, why should I take the fall? I blame the jocks.
Why?
Because they wear those stupid jackets and therefore get all the girls. What chance do I have?
Whoa, major growth spurt.
Too heavy.
Please don't. I had a fat, heavy breakfast.
Got an opening in the 108-pound super confetti weight division on the wrestling team. Savage?
Perfect.
Congratulations, kid. You're on the wrestling team.
Yeah. Like there's a chance in the universe I'd ever want to be on your stupid wrestling team.
Here's your jacket.
Ooh. Look, Sean, my jacket.
Here's a uniform.
My uniform? This is like Christmas here.
Here's your candy.
Candy?
Hi, I'm Candy.
Sweet.
Eric, put Corey down.
I can't breathe. He's got my windpipe in a death grip.
Corey, let your brother breathe.
Remember, pal, I know where you sleep.
Amy, when the exterminators were here spraying, did we leave the window open in Corey's room?
Eric, why is Corey so wound up?
I don't know. I'm upstairs brushing my teeth and the little squirt bull rushes me from behind.
It's all here in this permission slip. Sign it, please.
Permission slip? Amy, a little Corey made the wrestling team. All right, get your old man a pen.
Alan, we should discuss this. Wrestling is dangerous.
Oh, come on. If you're signing up for ballet, that might be dangerous. Here,
what do I sign? Wait a second, Dad. Look, I know these wrestlers. They're like psychotic caged animals just waiting to take all the regressions out on little runts like Corey.
Use my pen.
A toast to Corey Matthews, the newest member of the John Adams High Wrestling Team. Chug!
Chug! Chug! Chug!
What? Am I dribbling?
Oh, Matthews, what are you going to do with the can?
Recycle, of course.
No, crush it.
Like this.
It's all bone up here. You can't damage anything.
Excuse me. I'm just gonna go visit the white light.
Hey, you okay?
Yes, Pat. But I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Corey.
What?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
So I'll finally have cool stuff to put in the yearbook. And this jacket is a babe magnet.
Matthews, look. Two cans.
Let's get out of here before she reloads.
And so it was Nixon who became the first American president to travel to China. Thereby... Excuse me. What's going on here?
Well, Mr. Feeney, you were on me about cutting class, and so this is the only time the masseuse could do me. So, Nixon, China, I'm all ears. And a really bad knot. Nina, right here.
All right, that does it. Out.
You gonna crack my back?
Don't tempt me. I am sick and tired of your antics. This school was meant for education, not for your own personal pleasures.
I couldn't agree with you more.
We are back from the airport, Griff. We got your lobsters.
Lobsters?
Flown in fresh from Maine.
I could eat mine right now.
They're still alive, Frankie.
I said what I said.
Mr. Feeney, care to join us for a late lunch? There's a 4-pounder with your name on it.
Young man, I want you to go to my office and wait for me. Just Mr. Hawkins.
Where Griff goes, we go.
Gentlemen, don't you have lives of your own?
No, sir.
And what happens when Mr. Hawkins is not around to tell you what to do? If, say, he's expelled?
Like that could ever happen.
It could happen.
What? I didn't have to get my own life.
I'd consider it.
But all the good lives are taken.
I'll see you after class.
We're all alone, Frankie. What should we do?
I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get some butter.
Corey, you were supposed to meet me in the cafe so we could finish these yearbook write-ups.
Hang out, relax. Here, here's everything you need to know about Corey.
What Corey?
Matthews. I know the nickname needs a little work.
Greatest accomplishment, making the wrestling team. Fondest memory, meeting Candy. Favorite quote? Ruh.
Good boy.
Goodbye.
Hey, Topanga, you wanted to ask me some more questions for the yearbook?
Yeah. Where do you think Corey's gonna end up in 10 years?
You mean me, don't you?
That's what I said.
No, you said Corey.
I did not.
You like him.
I do not. You say that again, I will kill you.
You like him a lot.
Oh, yeah! Matthews, which one of these goons threw the first punch?
This goon.
No, seriously.
I did. I'm on the wrestling team, and we were just horsing around. It's what jocks do. I am a jock.
Oh, man, I hope you're not a rare blood type.
Mr. Turner, sidebar. I'm the only one in my weight class. I never have to fight. What can go wrong?
Matthews. You gotta fight.
AB negative.
Universal recipient. That should come in handy.
You gotta earn this jacket, buddy. Somebody else just signed up in your weight class.
What exactly is the range in my weight class?
No, Matthews, not Frankie. But someone who's looking to make a name for himself. Be his own person. Carve his own niche.
Yeah, Matthews. Now I'm gonna carve me a niche right in your stinking head. Nice jacket.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
I tried lifting weights, but man, are they heavy.
You sure you know what you're doing? Taking Jelly on?
Absolutely. Because he's not taking me seriously. You know, I bet he's not even training.
Hey, Matthews! Come to watch the enemy train?
Why am I always wrong about everything?
Maybe we don't want you here in our camp. I mean, maybe this is a closed-door session. Maybe I'll just whip your sorry elf and duck face now.
Joey. Your opponent is playing mind games with you. Ignore and focus on the task at hand, our training. Lesson one, balance. Now, this is a wrestling technique I picked up while I was touring Japan last summer. It's called push the wrestler out of the ring.
There's a little voice inside my head saying, do not fear Joey. A little voice saying, I can beat Joey. And another voice saying, ow, 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 ow.
My son, Corey the Corey.
Hey, ready for a big wrestling match?
Alan, are you really gonna let him go through with this?
Mom, I'm not a little boy anymore.
Oh, you're right. You're grown up now. If you want to walk out that door and wrestle, I am okay with it. You'll just be upstairs looking at your baby book, crying.
Chicks. Listen, I made you a very special protein drink.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it's got 12 eggs in it, wheatgrass, soy, goat's milk, and just a little touch of Tabasco. I used to drink this when I boxed in the Navy.
Gotta go! No time for breakfast!
Hey, have something.
Oh. Miss Gray! Not on my azaleas, man.
Okay, look. Joey trained with Frankie, the immovable object. My advice to you, move.
So the winner goes the jacket and the spot on the team. Now, let's go. Shake hands.
Oh, he moved, Frankie. He's in the rules. What the heck are you doing?
Oh, yeah! I won!
Lost to Matthews? I don't think so.
I got the jacket, though.
He beat you by the rules, fair and square.
Okay, then I challenge Matthews to another fight. Unfair and unsquare, after hours, mano a rato.
I don't need to fight you, Joey. I already proved myself.
Well, now I think you're proving yourself to be yellow. How about you bleed lemonade? Oh, you can run, but you can't hide, Matthews. You remember this face, because it's going to haunt you. Yellow, yellow, yellow. Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Collect call for Corey Matthews.
I accept.
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Yellow.
Enough already, Joey. Just leave me alone.
Matthews, you want to get rid of him? Just pound the creek.
Are you a jock or aren't you?
Yeah.
Pound him.
All right, Joey. You want me, you got me.
Yeah.
Good. Tonight, midnight, the abandoned warehouse on 7th.
No, 4 o'clock, Feeney's backyard.
No, 8 o'clock, the abandoned shipyard by the pier.
No, dinner time, my kitchen.
Is it abandoned?
Gentlemen, 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 gentlemen. You have a score to settle, now I respect that. But settle it on neutral territory. Like the gym, tomorrow night.
Griff, I don't exactly have a set of keys to get in.
No. Neither does Janitor Bud.
Sean, why did I agree to fight Joey? I mean, who am I kidding? I'm not a jock. If Joey wants a stupid jacket so much, he can have it.
Backing down from a fight. Now that takes guts.
Well, it's just Griff and a couple of thugs. Who cares what they think? I mean, it's not like it's in front of the entire school. You see? Wrong about everything.
Come on, Corey, let's bail.
Matthews, where do you think you're going?
He thinks I'm this Corey Matthews guy, too. I don't get it. That's like the 8th person today who said that. Wow. I'll see you later.
Okay? No, I don't think so. Look, I put a lot of work into this. Phone calls were made. Favors were called in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Goulet.
Oh, say, can you see? Are you ready to rumble? Yeah. Tonight's main event, Joey the Rat Epstein versus Corey, the Corey Matthews. And before we get started, I'd like to introduce some of the VIPs with us tonight. From TV's Baywatch, Yasmin Bleeth.
How did you ever get me to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Help, I'm drowning.
What?
It's worth a shot.
And now one of John Adams' all-time legendary thugs. Now, you know him as Frankie Stakino's father. The rest of the world knows him as the 11 times heavyweight wrestling champion of the world, Vader.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Matthews, let me tell you something. If Joey don't get the job done, Vader will. Because I am fear. Stick around and find out who the real man is.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get your name.
Oh, my God.
All right, get to your corners. And come out fighting when you hear the sound of the ding-dong.
Give my best to Vera, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Goulet.
I didn't know you were fighting.
What are you doing here?
Oh, the guy in the parking lot sold me a ticket. He said, go see an idiot get pounded.
See an idiot get pounded.
Cost me 50 bucks, but it was worth it. Sit next to the girl from Baywatch.
Oh, man. I gotta get out of here before this thing starts.
Corey, what's this thing for?
Good.
Corey, come on, get out, come
okay,
on.
Okay, but you're in.
What?
Son, you're taking too long. Give Daddy a tag.
Matthews boy down.
Come over here and say that.
Yo, Matthews, sidebar.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you said you'd never have to fight.
Mr. Turner, you should know by now. I'm wrong about absolutely everything.
Set him down now.
Feeney, you can't tell me what to do anymore. I'm not one of your punk students. I'm the face of death.
It was scarier when you had acne. Your little bully tactics didn't work back then, and they're not going to work now. Now put him down.
Make me.
I'd be glad to.
Leslie.
You wouldn't.
I would.
All right. You won this round. But next time, and there will be a next time, Texas death match. Loser leaves town.
Yeah. This is why I avoid reunions.
Sean, you think if I stayed in the ring, I would have had a shot?
Yeah, and you also had a shot at dating Yasmin Bleeth.
Really? Did she say? say something?
You break my heart sometimes, Corey.
Heard you wanted to see me, Matthews.
Yeah, I don't really need this anymore. But thanks for the shot.
You're okay, Matthews.
He always was.
Candy, where are you going?
I go with the jacket. Didn't you know that?
I probably should have.
Hey, guys. I gotta hand in yearbook write-ups tomorrow, and I still have a couple more questions for Corey.
You like him!
Shut up. I need a quote to go with your picture, unless you still want to go with Ra.
Well, what'd you put for you?
I do my thing, and you do your thing. You are you, and I am I. And if in the end we end up together, it's beautiful.
Put this in for me.
Well, that was quite a stunt you pulled, Mr. Hawkins. But am I mad?
No.
Actually, I'm downright giddy. Because when the bell rings at the end of the day, I know that you'll be on your merry way to my classroom for detention. Every day. For the next 4 years.
Mr. Feeney, you can't leave me alone with these guys. I'm not one of them. The walls, they're closing in.
Pity.
Matthews, relax. It's gonna be okay. Obviously, you've never done detention with Griff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Goulet. Some laughter through those tears.